This is the beginning of a new reel in Channel One Right and the visit with Miss Daisy on her Tuesday morning. And this is Tuesday morning, the 15th of September, 1970. And Faye slips off and brings in Miss Annie. And Miss Annie's daughter was there, the one who takes after her and works all the time. Beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy on her morning, Tuesday, the 15th of September, 1970. Beginning of Channel One Right on a new reel, and then Miss Annie and her daughter for a surprise tea party, as Faye called it. This beginning of a new reel, Channel One Right, and the visit, Miss Daisy's visit, Tuesday morning, the 15th of September, 1970, with Miss Annie and her daughter coming in later.
Guy's got his,
That's his.
That's his coffee out there. Yeah, and I'll get you some you-know-what. Get us a little something. Because you've been out working.
Yes, ma'am. I've been out there a long time.
You have to trim
that
hedge pretty much, don't you?
Yes.
It grows so fast.
It can grow fast as it wants. I won't cut it till I get ready.
You got a heavy
dew
this morning.
Yes, but I don't mind it. I get on out there in it. Yeah, if you don't get any dew, you're gonna get in the sun, and it's almost like fire. It's so hot.
Yeah. Already?
The sun hot? Yes, the sun's hot. Already hot.
Well, it looked cooler last night.
Yes. Well, it ain't as hot. This morning is it gonna be after a while.
Oh, you think? Think when that sun gets a little higher?
Yes.
Think it's September when the nights get a little cooler.
Yeah, but I tell you, sometimes September's just as hot as August.
In the daytime?
In the daytime. I've seen just that hot.
Yeah.
Mean Bessie was talking about it the other day. She said, it's September. She said, but it sure is hot. Feel like August. I said, well, it ain't as hot as some I have seen. So.
Well, we noticed an east wind, an east breeze,
mm-hmm.
a couple of days ago, but the nights are still sort of hot.
Yeah, I'm still on it. I'm planning on, if it don't rain, finishing it today.
Well, you've been on it a day or two.
I worked on it yesterday. So, well, I didn't do much yesterday evening. Because every time I'd go out, there'd come a shower rain.
Is that right? Weren't they silly little showers?
They
just
rained. Nice. Every time I go out there, stand there a few minutes, a shower rain comes. It wasn't heavy rain, but it would wet you. If you stayed out there.
We got half an inch, Miss Daisy, yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I wasn't here, but I measured it. That gauge.
Uh-huh.
Half an inch.
We got good showers along. Y'all had to go early yesterday.
Yes, we did. We didn't like it either.
So you didn't?
We didn't like to have to go that early.
They had to go up to the courthouse, you know.
Up to the courthouse?
Yeah.
What's she doing in the courthouse?
Well, she got a call for jury duty.
Oh.
But they didn't get around to her. They didn't. They didn't like the way she... They could tell she wasn't there. What they wanted, so...
I tell you, I wasn't sure. You had to get up there early for that.
So.
What's the day of the month?
15th. The very middle of September.
Yesterday I was writing a nice little picture of Miss Daisy. All that, where you'd been clipping that hedge.
Yes.
Now, you got that head nice, haven't you?
Well, thank you.
That's about head high.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got it rounded off.
That's right.
And a dew still on it, and the sun coming out and making that dew sparkle.
That's right.
And here come Miss Bessie's rooster and two or three of his
yeah.
of the hens just walking along
and
there.
And there, scratching it. Yep, got it.
Walking there, look
I
like.
I think it'd be right nice when I, you know, get it finished and rake up the trash. So hit all for the grass.
Yeah. One thing I like about chickens is they walk along there like they owned it all.
Oh, yeah. All three houses, they visit some.
They know where everything is.
Yes, sir.
Do they know where they belong?
No.
They think they belong.
They don't know where they belong.
And those sisters.
Yeah. Let us try them out.
That's what I cut the horse's hair with. Guy thought they might be easy to use on your hedge.
Well, thank you. What's my bill?
We can try them a little bit and see.
Thank you.
Maybe not.
I use them, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. They got these little things right here.
Cut the manes,
mostly. Yeah, I cut their manes. Trim their manes with it. Mm-hmm. What do you use? Scissors? Have you got some clippers?
That's what I use. See it? Somebody said one day, well, I don't see how you cut that with that, with them things you got. That's what this is all I use is these scissors. I said, Bessie got some clippers. I said, there's some down to the house. I said, but the things won't cut right for me. I said, I guess it's because I learned with these scissors. I'll try to cut the thing off. They slip together and slip over the stem.
Yeah.
So I don't fool with them. I get my scissors.
All that whacking you got.
That's right.
I would be out there whacking on that
one of the things that keeps the air out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All around. And they're on the front. And I remember when you cut those across that south there,
yeah,
how that breeze came in there just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep
Oh, yes, they keeps it down.
Yeah. Well, I don't know a summer like we've had. I don't know if there's any breeze to start with, is it?
Guy? Oh, you know, I forgot to run my little errand. Take me about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Can you and Miss Daisy just visit and I'll be back in about 10 minutes?
I can.
Okay, now if you all get sleepy, get up and take a walk.
Oh, well, we won't get sleepy.
Okay.
Now that was a picture. Did you see that gentleman coming up the lane?
Up the lane? Who?
Well, he come up while we was waiting for, while we was in the house. You didn't see him, did you?
No, I didn't see him.
Well, he had on that straw hat, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he had his newspaper on his arm.
Uh-huh.
And he's puffing on that pipe.
I think that's about the third or the fourth time he's been up that lane this morning.
Oh.
He go down to his house. I reckon he go down to his house. He go down that road there. Ricky, you see him coming back. I think this is about the third time he's been there. Yeah. He don't stay there long enough to do nothing.
I figured it wrong. I thought maybe he just got down there for a late breakfast.
I reckon he done eat his breakfast. He went down there kind of early this morning. Then he come back by. So he went down the road there, Rigby. Come back, going back down there.
Mm-hmm. When I was
here. Now, that's all he do. Most of the time. Just walk that road. And he's training his dogs like that. Wasn't they behind him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you see them dogs, you can look. He's somewhere around.
Well, now, when he was coming up the lane, when he got to your place, they cut off and run over there under your house.
Uh-huh. They just like them chickens. They come, follow him up to my place. Then they gonna get off the road and come all the way under my house and on through my flower beds and on through the yard. Well, they're going down to Doris's house and look all around. Then they get in the road and go on down there, wherever he is.
Ain't any more houses for them to go under?
No, sir. They'd be them past them all. But I told Carrie one day, I said, when y'all go, your dogs go. I said, well, there's no help to your house. I said, when my boys used to have dogs, I said, when we went, the dogs stayed home. I said, we didn't allow dogs to follow us. We didn't. And my goodness, if you going and gonna carry dogs, who will mind you off? Nobody.
No, they're not much of a watchdog if they gotta go every time you go.
That's right.
Now, are them Miss Bessie's chickens? Is them Miss Bessie's chickens?
These hers and David's. They're just all mixed up. Bessie got chickens and Doris got chickens.
Oh, has she?
Yes, sir. All them roosters there, I think it's about 6 or 7 or 8. Well, all them belongs to David. That was one Miss Bessie got, a old rooster.
Well, this wasn't Miss Bessie's rooster then. This was a young rooster.
Yes, all them young ones, they belongs to Doris' house.
What they do?
And the hens just lay out there in the butchers and hatch them. Then they raise them out there in the yard. They don't have nobody to see after them.
Yeah.
They just take care of themselves.
Yeah. Does she feed them?
Feed them? Oh, yes, they feed them. They buy feed from Mr. Mine, and then as many chickens as you see out there, he can't eat up scraps that they throws out. They pick on them all day, just about. Of course, I have a few to throw out, but I don't have many to have to live on. What I throw out, they'd soon starve and die. Of course, I don't cook that much.
Well, Doris just has to cook a lot.
Yes. Well, she cook a lot, but sometimes her family eat a lot, or sometimes they don't eat nothing. That's when she has to throw it out, when they don't eat it, and sometimes she cook. Well, they don't want what she cooked.
Oh.
Well, you cook something else. I told mine, I said, you didn't do it. I said, you didn't tell me what to cook. I cooked what I wanted to, and I put it on the table, and everybody eat it. But my children, they would eat to the table, but children's now, they eat from the front room to the back door steps.
Why, they do. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, they do. They fix their plate. They go right on in the front room. Sit on the settee with the plate and eat. Well, some of them get a chair and sit there and eat. Go out, sit there and look at them. Sometimes they don't want to eat in the house. You see, they got some chairs out door there. They take the plate and go on out door. Eat out door. But my children, they wasn't like that. But most of the children you see now, colored children, that's the way they eat.
They don't all sit down at one time at the table?
No, sir. They don't all sit down. And you don't find all the dishes to use when you go to wash dishes, because where we get to eating, you leave it there.
Yeah.
Now, maybe a day or two before you get that plate. I'm going to be walking around there. He already said not there, some of them chairs.
Yeah.
And they're just going on about to bed.
Yeah. that's the way it is with the soda pop.
Hmm?
That's the way it is with the soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
They just lay the bottle down right where they get sued with it.
That's right. That's right.
And they get sued with them at any place in the world.
They don't care. Leave it there. Somebody else pick it up.
And they just as soon lay it in the road as lean it up against a tree.
That's right. They get through with it, Mr. Marley. Just chunk it up.
Now, you know, Miss Daisy, this Arthur, he looks like he owns that end of town, the way he walks up there, marching along.
Mm-hmm. He just... Well, I never seen a man just like him. I never see the man just walk all the time and won't worry. I wonder how he lives. Of course, his mom, she looked like him. Now, when he wake, he say he give him $30 and $40 whenever he wake. Now and then he'll make a week. Well, I guess he get pretty good wages. He said he is a good carpenter. Most working. The carpenters, they get paid.
Yes, sir, he just swinging along up that here, up that lane.
And he walk like he owns a million.
Yes.
Just to see him walk.
Just to see him walk.
You think he was a man, he ain't nothing. Anybody won't work, Mr. Marge. Well, I don't count him much.
And he hadn't got a dime in his pocket.
No.
But he's got a pipe full of tobacco,
mm-hmm.
Just smoking away.
Smoking away.
And got that hat,
you know,
cocked.
Sometime, his sister, she'll get his back. If Carrie don't get it. Yeah, you see, they have a little credit down there. Mr. Fred Stowe. They don't get it. They tell me he goes there and get it. On them. He don't have no account there. But he go get it. I told him, well, I don't see myself feeding no man. And he just walk in the road and won't work and know I can't work. You know his ma and his sister can't work. They have nothing to go on but with the welfare again.
Well, Iverson never has had many people like that, have they? Most of them.
That's the only one ever I knowed here. Long as I've been here, that's the only man I know Iverson had wooden work.
Mm-hmm.
They say he is so sassy. Yes. I think they said J.B. quit hiring.
Yeah.
He used to work for them.
He's hard to work.
Hmm?
He's hard to get him to do anything.
Yeah. And right there when you need him, you can't find him. So I think J.B. got tired of that constant. Told him he didn't want him on his job no more, and he didn't want him in his yard.
Yeah. Clyde's wife, who's over there with Dora, Minnie?
Minnie?
Is that her name?
Tell me what,
Dora's daughter?
No, Dora's daughter, Minnie, she lives up the hard down. But this girl,
Miami.
Clyde, she lives in Miami.
Oh, that's the girl's name, Clyde.
Clyde.
Oh, I
yes,
see.
Sir.
Well, now, what's her husband's name?
Jimmy.
Well, I heard you. Yeah, I didn't get that straight. Have you seen her?
Seen who?
Clyde.
Me? Yes, I've seen her. You know, I know her a long time before she went to Miami.
Mm-hmm. Well, does she talk like Miami, or is she just sort of glad to get back in the neighborhood?
Well, she likes it all right. They've been trying to get her to move up here, but she won't do it. She says she'd rather be where she is than to be here with all of them. She said down there where she is, she don't have no trouble. She don't have no trouble. Well, lots of time here when they all get together, it's just a big argument. Some of them done something the other didn't like it, and here they go with it. But I see it like this myself. If you try, you can get along with folks. I don't have no trouble with nobody. And I never have had trouble with nobody.
I hadn't pictured George's family as having trouble amongst themselves.
Well, it's just between them.
Yeah.
Just between them. They don't.
They don't bother anybody.
They don't bother nobody. Nobody don't bother them.
But they still took themselves.
Just between them. They can't get along with each other.
Yeah.
But they get along with other folks all right. They just as nice to me and all of the folks.
Now, even Florida Mae, she don't get along too well with them.
No. She go there every day, and she don't hardly leave without a little argument. I stop there. No, I stop there. It must have been last Tuesday or Monday one day last week I stopped there. She said, well, when I'm working I stop there near about every day to speak to Dora to see how she, you know. So we was out on the porch, me and Florida Mae and Clyde and Dora. He was sitting out there. He was back there in the house. So directly he come to the door and he asked them. He said, do y'all know where you put that little jar of jelly I had back there in a box? Florida Mae said, I ain't seen it. Clyde said, I ain't seen no jelly. He said, you moved the box. She said, I moved the box. Said, but I didn't look in the box. And I ain't seen no jelly. So, Clyde and Florida Mae, they went back in the house. And they looked and they looked, trying to find a little glass of jelly. Well, I was just thinking, if it's there in the house and all of you here in the house, why put it in a box and put it in a corner? Look like you'd put it where you could get it and eat it. So they looked and they looked and looked. I said, well, did you find it? They said, no, I ain't find it. Brother May said, no, I ain't seed it. Say, I hope, Clyde, to clean out that room and pull some of that mess out. Said, boy, I piled it up down the floor and they burned it themselves. I ain't stuck a match to nothing. I said, oh, my goodness, surely you wouldn't have burned up the jelly. And she just laughed, so she left. She said, Miss Daisy, I come here every day, and every day I come here, there's something wrong. I said, well, I don't know. I don't understand. You know, me and my family, now we's all got along. When it was Lot's of us, we got along good. And once upon a time, I had my mother and her sister, I had daughters and her family, and all that. And we got along just like it wasn't but two. Now, until Darcy and them got a house to move in, they stayed right there with us.
Where was that?
Over there in that old big house, under that magnolia tree.
Well, now, when was it you had your sister, your mother and her sister?
Yes, sir. Well, they come to me in 24.
Pretty soon after you come down.
When I come here in 23.
Yeah.
They come to me the last of 24. Now my mother did. But her sister come long time after my mother come. I can't think of what it is. But her sister husband died in Georgia. So then she come to live with me. But she stayed here with me a long time. I had a sister in Lake City living up there where she kept up nagging at her and worrying at her. She got her to go up there to stay. At the time she got her, she didn't get her out of my house. She got her from Gracie's house. Well, you see, after Gracie moved up to Iverston from Reddick's, well then Gracie wanted her. So she left me then and went to Gracie's. Well, my sister kept worrying at her. She got her up there. As long as she could wait on herself, help herself. Well, my sister kept her. After she got disabled and was growing weak and weaker, well, then my sister didn't want her. She wrote me and told me we would have to come get her because she wasn't able to wait on her. And if you don't come and get her, I'm going to put her in a home. So I wrote her and told her. I said, well, some of us will be there to see about. I said, but if you get so tired before we get there, I said, put her in a home. I said, well, you're fine. And bring her home. So we went up there and we got her. Well, she wanted to go to Doris' house. Well, Doris wanted her to come there to stay. So that's where she went. And she stayed there till she died.
That was your aunt?
That was my aunt. And she stayed there until she died. Well, I said one day, I said, Doris, I said, I could have kept Van. She said, Mama, she said, I know. She said, but you is old. Some more able to wait on banks than you. And so that's the reason I brought her here, to take that load off of you. So I didn't take care of you. Bessie was so nice. When we'd be working, she would go down there and stay with her. Backers and Paul. She would fix soup and things, first one thing that she thought she would eat. So we took care of her till we died, till she died. But I thought it was kind of mean the way my sister spoke about her. Course she would have been here if she hadn't persuaded her up there.
Well, let me see now. While you were living up at the junction, your mama and one of her sisters was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other sister come.
Then the other sister come. While I was at the junction, I had my mother and my two sisters living with me. We got along good together. We all worked. If we had to go to the field, we all went to the field. My mother too. She could work. When she first come to me, she made many days in the field as I made. My sisters, they did the same thing. Well, they was with me a long time up there to the junction. So, you know, it amuses me to see how some families just don't get along. Just don't get along all right with the other folks. They can't get along with the family. I don't understand that. My family. Now, it ain't but just two of us. That's just me and one sister. She live in Plant City. She's the baby. I'm the oldest one. But if I get sick, I don't have nothing to do but ride her. I'll call her and she'll come.
Yeah.
And stay until I get better.
Well, now you had a pretty good household there with your mama.
Yes.
And her two sisters.
Hmm.
And was your two sisters with you at the same time?
Now, my two sisters, when my aunt come, she come to me over there under the magnolia tree.
Yeah.
Well, my two sisters, they had gone. They wasn't there.
Yeah.
They didn't stay there. Just my mother and my aunt.
Yeah.
my nephew. That's my sister who lived in Plant City. That was her son. I had him there. I had Grace's son, JC, there with me. But we come over.
Oh, Gracie was with you for a while.
No. Gracie wasn't with me. I had her son, you see, a long time before she come down here. When she come here, she went to Reddick's. That's where she was living, at Reddick's. Well, her boy didn't go. He didn't go with her down there. Well, you see, when Gracie come here, she come just like me. She had a family. So her husband, he moved to Reddick's. And that's where they live. But I still had her boy till he married. When J.C. married, he married out of my house.
But he come down before his mama.
He come, yes, he come before his mother come. Then he went up there visiting, and JC wanted to come back. So Ben brought him back. He been here since. He married right out of my house. My nephew married out of my house.
You had so much family around you, Miss Daisy.
Well, I had a good family, big family.
You never got lonesome over there.
No, I didn't get lonesome. Well, you know, there ain't nobody there now but me, but I don't get lonesome.
Oh, no. But?
As I tell them, if I could keep my place straightened up, clean up, I said, I might sit and hold my hands and get lonesome. I said, but I have a job every day. I said, that's my company.
Yeah.
JC and them was down there last Thursday evening. So his wife said to me, he says, she said, "Cousin Daisy, do you stay here by yourself?" I said, "Mm-hmm. I ain't got nobody to stay with." She said, "I didn't know." I said, "No." I said, "I ain't no twin." I said, "I'm born by myself." I said, "And I can stay by myself." I said, "Tell you the truth, I'd rather be here by myself and to try to have somebody here to stay with me." I said, "This day and time, you let somebody come and stay with you, to stay with you." I said, "Before they's there, very long, I said, they want to take over. You, your house, and everything." I said, "Well, I know I ain't got to stand for it, so I'm letting them stay out there while they're out there."
They'd smoke up the place?
Huh? They might burn it up. These smokers and things going to bed, sleeping.
And then put on all that old bebop music?
Yes. You see, I don't have no music at all in my house. I don't have nothing for company. I get tired of hearing it down there, sitting on my porch.
Yeah.
They got it in the cars, and they got it in the house.
Well, sir, I never realized you had such a family, Miss Daisy. I knew you brought up your own children, Mm-hmm. And you and Granddaddy. But now, no, I never realized that. No. Well, now, you all really, when you went to the field, you could have a party out there, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. We'd have a good time at home, and we'd have a good time when we went to field. Now, when my two sisters would meet me, I done the most of the cooking. Well, they would wash dishes. Well, if I asked one of them, I said, well, now, you cook supper tonight. I'm going to sew. You see, it was just like that. With your one eye, they done. When they got it done, the table was fixed, and we all went to the table and eat. Mm. After we eat, if it was dinner or supper, whatever it was, well then, we washed the dishes, put them away, so when we got ready for them again, they was clean. All right. When my mother come, she wouldn't let none of us wash dishes. She washed the dishes herself. All the time, from every meal. Breakfast, dinner, and supper. Well, you see, when we were working, it wasn't much dinner.
Got us well. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a surprise for you. Come on in.
Oh, goodness.
I wanted to surprise you, Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
Look
I
who's here.
I haven't seen this child in so long. Huh?
Oh, nice.
How you do?
I haven't seen you since the time. I think it was your mother. Wasn't her mother sick then?
That
day,
sent it out in the
doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the house of a
chair.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Annie, come over here.
Miss Annie, come over here. So we can all be around the table. We're going to have a party, you know.
Yes. Now, who is this lady?
That's my daughter.
That's his daughter.
How to do?
How
to
do?
Come around here and sit down.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, this is a surprise.
We are.
That won't roll away with it.
Yes, sir.
Well, she looks good. Looks just like she did when I was washing. Said she was washing.
Mm-hmm. I just pulled them away from their wash, Miss Daisy.
Well, you don't mind that.
Mm-hmm. I still find that.
Well, they're doing pretty good, I
think. Is Ben here gone back?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah,
he ain't gone back.
Well,
he been gone. Yellow 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, when he comes
down to the store, I go down there every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And would have said he must be gone, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't hardly go nowhere.
No.
No. He just stayed home. Just sit down the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell him, this ain't out on his own. See what he went back for?
Well, I guess he was just going to make the season.
Well,
he's not
going
to be
the
mail. You won't admit it.
Well, it's just my bills is all
bills. Yeah, I get the lady, one lady that I work, come in from work, she asked me, she says, Ella, what, how much bills do I have?
Yeah, there's one looks like it. I might be able to read it. But now listen. That's the bank. That's bad news. I don't
know.
I don't even say. Miss Annie, how
are
y'all this morning?
I'm here very well.
You all just up there visiting?
Hmm?
You all just up at your house visiting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you come?
Yesterday.
When you going back?
2 weeks. I was late this year. I always came to come down in August. But I didn't come down September this time.
Too hot in August this year.
It was pretty hot, and one of the families I worked for asked me to stay and help her get a girl off to college. She had to leave on late today.
Tell God what I pulled you away from.
Wash tub. I was washing.
Oh, you're all washing?
Yeah, she was washing.
And an egg.
Works now from time she come until time she leave. She's doing something. I asked her, why don't you come
sit
down?
That's just like me.
Hmm?
That's just like you.
I'm on rest on this time. So I,
say you don't rest.
I'm about to skip out.
Is this the one that you were talking about? When she come down, she's always into something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd get her down. I'd get her down every now and then, Miss Annie.
I was home in May. I came home in May.
I think you told me she was.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you?
Been, this is the fourth time I done been home. Third time since Christmas. I came down to the field now.
You was home Mother's Day.
I said come down to the field and come back in May.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
To who's home?
My sister.
Well, I'll tell you another thing I took her away from.
Uh-oh.
An egg custard.
Yeah, I was baking one. I left it in the store.
So if it ruins, I'll have to give you one.
It won't all ruin. She turned it down.
Yes, I turned the oven down. I left it up, but I told Coleman to notice it for me, but I went back and turned it down. Turned the oven down low.
Can you depend on him?
Oh, yeah, he knows him.
Will he?
Mm-hmm. Of course, he knows he'll... Dad,
he
loves up
himself.
Or something,
that's
he won't
all
have
he
no
eat
supper.
At night.
Because that's what he liked for his supper.
Now, don't tell me. You mean he has... He makes his supper on egg custard?
We both, yeah. We both, him and I both. That's all we eat at night for supper, egg custard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what the doctor put Mama on. And then he started. So
the doctor put her on and he got on it.
Well, if you got to put you on anything, I'd say that's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. Nice. I love him.
Mm-hmm. So you love them.
Ooh, I do.
They're good with raisins in it, but she won't put raisins in it.
They're good with nothing in them, to me.
How do you make it, Miss Annie?
With egg custard? I just use two eggs and 2 tablespoons of sugar, and I heat my milk, just scald the milk, and put season in it.
2 cans of milk. 2 cans of milk.
Yeah, I use 2 cans of milk.
Now let the milk get kind of like a symbol, like.
And you'd put raisins in it.
It's good with raisins. I have made it. I've been there so long. When her father was living, I used to make it with raisins in it.
Mm.
Her father used to have to eat it.
You just pour in?
Put the raisin after you get the custard made up. Just pour the raisin, stir it up.
And they'll do the rest. They'll swell up.
Yeah, they're cooked. They won't swell, but they're cooked.
And I'm glad to hear you all talk about that. That sounds
good. Well, I must make some.
Oh,
we like
it. How is it, Elizabeth and them doing?
They're doing pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
She's going back to work.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's good.
Was she working again? Did she ride the bull?
Huh?
Did she ride the bull?
She drive.
I know some girls, the people got on the bus in Gainesville yesterday. One got off at Walking Hooty Road. And the other girl was on there. She looks so much people kind of favor Dar. She's kind of stout. She had a gray uniform. I don't know where they got off at. Boatman, I guess.
She Elizabeth, she works at the medical center. She drives.
That's Dar's oldest girl. That daughter's oldest girl, Elizabeth.
That's her only one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she don't have but that one.
Oh, no, it ain't.
No, Dar's baby.
Dar's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the oldest.
Elizabeth was the oldest. Well, where are your children, them two boys?
One of them up there to Kirk.
Well,
and I don't know where the hell he is. Mm-hmm. I ain't hearing from him.
Peepy.
Thank you. And so long, that's Ruben, my baby.
Yeah, Ruben.
I don't know where in the world
he's been. I haven't seen him since he left Little Saint Louis.
Yeah, I said he's going to be a pusher.
Who?
Ruben.
Oh. And he ain't, yeah. Anybody want to write them mother? No time. They ain't nothing. He ain't worth nothing.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
And you said he was going to be a preacher.
Days is boy.
Now, who's that?
That's my baby.
My her baby
talking.
You got a preacher in your family?
No.
You have no preachers in your family?
No, no more.
Yeah.
Do I don't know nothing about him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's the preacher you're talking about? Somebody gonna be a preacher.
Her boy,
we
her baby, she have a youngest boy,
when he was
a young
born,
boy. So he was gonna be a preacher.
He always can.
But he changed his mind.
He had
I don't know what Reuben is now. Miss Margaret, you coming?
Yeah, sure am. Right here.
It don't look like it, does it?
No.
Well, here I am.
But she's one of the chief ones when it comes to pudding, Miss Anne.
Mm-hmm. Not as good as egg custard, but...
No! No! Maybe Miss Annie would make us one someday, Faye. Or show us how she does it. You know, somebody else is cooking.
Well, I'm glad you took it off now. That's good.
Because cake is delicious, it's
orange,
isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was.
You know, somebody else's cooking is always better than your own. If you could get Miss Annie interested in a little try.
Maybe you'd make me an egg custard someday, Miss Annie, just to show me how.
Come down here in your kitchen.
Yeah,
and
make it
so you can see how she does it.
That's right. That's right. That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Watch you make it. We can have a party someday and get Miss Annie to make us an egg custard.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just eat it in the morning.
Eat it in the morning.
And those who want it can put raisins in it.
Can you take it out of the stove and just start eating on it?
Eat your heart.
How long?
If you want to eat it hot, but you got to let it cool.
You just let it cool?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to let it set another day or anything?
No! You can bake it in the morning and eat it that afternoon, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know one nice thing about these cakes is you can take them out of the oven and...
A lot of people like to eat hot cakes. Cakes hot.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's mine. Cold.
Cold.
My cake.
And
my
don't forget, pies. we promised Coleman a piece of this.
You'd rather have your cake cold?
Mm-hmm. I don't want it frozen.
How do
but
I
don't want it hot. My cake.
Yeah.
Well, now, some people, you know, just anything they cook, they'll start anything left over, they'll stick it in the icebox.
Mm-hmm.
Doris do that?
She put some things in there. Not all.
They put the bread in the icebox.
Who?
Be some people.
A lot of people put the keep the bread in the icebox.
Well, now, I put some. If I got more than a loaf, or if I get another loaf before I eat up the one, I put the whole one in the box. Put it in the icebox.
You do?
Yeah. Right.
But the one you're eating on?
Well, I just want them eating on, it stay out. But the one I ain't eating on, I put in the box till I eat the one I'm eating on. Then I'll take it out just for get rid of the eating, put it out and let it get warm.
Well, I tell you the best system is just not to have any of that bread at all, just have your own. Just have some cornbread that you made yourself.
You like cornbread?
Yeah. Biscuits, you ever make cornbread?
Yes, I make it.
But not much.
Cause, see, I don't do any cooking now much on the job. But I mostly make my cornbread out of cornbread mix. When I put anything but milk and eggs. That's less trouble.
Cornbread mix.
Mm-hmm. I bet you don't use the mix, Miss Annie.
No, I don't
use it. Coleman don't like it. He said he's getting too much of it when he's coming up. When he's a child. He don't like cornbread.
Well, now that's the first time I ever heard that.
So I don't bother about cooking it.
He just eats cake.
Eat what?
He has flour bread biscuits.
No, I don't bother with. Sometimes I'll eat a biscuit, but I'm okay.
He likes them.
Bright, brown, light bread.
Yeah. Is that what he eats?
He eats light bread. He eat light bread at night and in the morning, but noontime he got to have flour bread biscuits.
Yeah. He's spoiled, is he?
Don't nobody in the world like cornbread no more than the people that I've been working with so long. Miss Judy, they love cornbread.
Yeah.
Corn muffins.
Yeah. When do they have them?
I don't know. He'll cook. I know I have to cook it every Saturday because he's going to get some greens or something to cook. And they love cabbage. Something I don't eat.
Is that right?
I bought ribs on the farm, but I don't eat cabbage.
That's what I was thinking. Wasn't you brought up here in this cabbage
that's
country?
That's right. I can do anything can be done on the farm.
Yeah. And you can.
I don't eat cabbage.
Squash?
I didn't eat them before I left home. But since I've been off and I got sugar, the doctor put that on my diet, I eat some now.
Oh.
I eat a lot of things I didn't eat before I left home.
Yeah.
On account of this sugar. As long as your cake was delicious.
I don't know whether you ought to be eating it or not, but
I eat it occasionally, not only just on my, see, I have a diet to go by.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, you know what I want? Some water.
Uh-huh.
I'll
stick
it,
man.
Jug.
I will.
Just put the jug out.
I sure will. Anything as sweet as that?
It's not that much sweet. It's really good.
Is my saved in the hay?
Yes, ma'am.
That's nice.
Yes, ma'am. And it didn't get wet.
That didn't get wet?
No.
Well, you were lucky.
I sure was.
Over here at Mr. Franklin's asked you to go to